I wish he could stay focused because I had so many more questions about that entire
thing. I wanted to ask him, if was he okay, first and foremost. I was concerned for his safety a little bit, getting jumped by 7 girls on the girls' trip. What did you do to deserve that?
Was your wife one of the 7?
Yeah, like I missed that whole part of the story, but whatever.
That's how the engagement went. He got jumped into the relationship.
Jumped into the relationship.
It's a new he's gang now.
Yeah. Oh, it's a new way to
get on that
engaged.
Trip. You had to get jumped in.
Girls, the best friend's got to beat you up and see. Oh, okay.
It's like the new Nick Lachey show.
Okay, got it. Go. Got it.
And then you get a tote bag.
He's cornering the market, isn't he? Jesus Christ.
Jumped with love, something like that.
There you go. Yeah.
Jump the broom. Jump the groom.
Jump the groom.
Jump the groom.
Get down to get in this relationship. Hosted by WAC 100. Hey, you want to marry her, cuz? Get down.
You got to get down. You got to get down with WAC.
No worrying, Max.
Yeah. Dices and shit. You know what I'm saying? $500 fans and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit's something slight, though. You know what I mean? Run that. I was born in 91. Product of the dope game. 50s, Camaros, cuts when we swine.
Welcome to a new episode of the New Rolling Mall Podcast. I don't even know who the fuck I am anymore. I think I'm still Maul.
I don't know. I exist.
And we are back with a new episode for the lovely people. Again, we're still in Los Angeles. Beautiful Los Angeles. It's a beautiful day out, Rory. We could work on your tan today.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice little overcast.
Yeah, work on your tan.
Yeah, low SPF today.
Yeah.
I could get away with 30 today.
Yeah, you can go outside with no shirt on today. You can really get your shit off.
I would light up the city. light up the whole city.
No tan lines for you. Yeah, man. So we fresh off of the LA show, Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great night at the Regent Theater with everybody that came out. LA is always a fun night, man.
Yeah.
It's always the days leading up to the show that's a little hectic and a little heavy.
I'd like to begin there. We'll get to the show.
Yeah.
We can start with golf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't talk about the tequila golf
with a side of golf.
Yeah. Never been better. A golf tournament for charity. Shout out to engineers, shout out to Mixed by Ali and the whole team over there, for putting together a dope day of golf for us. It was freezing cold by New York standards that morning when we got out there. It was cold as fuck. I bought hand warmers, Rory. I felt like our favorite word, pansy.
You were double gloved up on the course.
Oh yeah, that's because I had
Michael Jackson.
I had the hand warmers inside the gloves. So we had to get hand warmers. We got, some fleeces, just to kind of keep warm out there, and took some shots and then play some golf. So it was a fun day. I didn't think we were going to make all 18 holes, pause, but we did.
We did. We really did.
And now I have the golf bug, to be honest.
What does that mean?
I want to take golfing lessons. Mm-hmm. I want to learn how to play golf. I want to golf every weekend. I want to get like a whole set for Christmas. If anybody that loves me is listening, buy me a nice club set.
Mm. I mean, don't lose that signature swing you have, though.
Listen, man.
A lot of hip movement. A lot of driving with the back hip.
I got to tell you, my back is still not the same from carrying the team that day. But, you know, I did what had to be done. But you had a good game, though, Rory. You swing the club pretty good. Pause.
I mean.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was.
I caught the pause. Eden, why? I caught the pause. I caught it. All right. Pause.
And I was just trying to take in if it was a compliment. Yeah, I didn't know how to really go with it.
Either way, it's a compliment.
Swing the wood.
No matter what I was, no matter how I meant it, Rory, it was a compliment for you.
I mean, we were in what, a 7-some of men. I didn't want to swing the wood like that.
We had five golf carts.
Yeah.
Is that legal to do at of all golf courses, Calabasas Golf Course, to just have 7 people go out in 3?
It was 7 of us with 3 bags. We only had three bags
around.
Of clubs.
It was just craziness.
Technically, 2 because there was only 1 lefty.
It's true.
Who's out there just...
Shout out Frankie.
Sharing the clubs. Somebody had their music playing. I wish the golf carts had Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So we could have really played our music and really acted a fool out there.
But I was nice Calabasas. With the 9-iron. I'm all right with the 9-iron. That's the only,
that's
only
your
club.
Favorite. That's your,
the
that's
only
your
club.
Weapon of choice.
Crazy
out there.
With the 9.
It's a one club assassin.
That's the one. Listen, bro, give Rory a 9-iron. Listen, I don't... Tiger who? You know what I mean? Like
Mid-game, crazy.
Yeah.
Rory's approach shot. That was his special.
Listen, he didn't put it down. He had it in the seat next to him in the golf cart.
We were right on green. He's like, let me get the 9-iron.
Yeah, from no matter where he's at, let me see the 9.
Right. Driving.
We're like 200 yards out. Rory's grabbing a 9-iron.
Let me see the 9.
Oh, no. All right. By the 11th hole, I was like, all right, what is this, a par 5?
9-iron.
Give me the 9.
You can't even see the pin.
Yeah. Just give me the 9. Because if I have the driver, that shit is going to go super far, but it's going to end up in fucking the Kardashian's backyard.
Rory's first drive got caught in a tree and it never came down.
Yeah. I've never seen that in my life.
Bobby Shmurda's Nick hat. We don't know where that ball is at anymore.
In my first drive.
Yeah. Julian had a good game. We called him Slice Jones.
He was going.
No matter what hole it was, where the pin was at, the ball was going to slice right every single time. He even started trying to swing as far left as he could. Didn't matter. Always sliced all the way back to the right. But shout out to the guys. We had a good time playing golf. Shout out to Ali. That was really fun. But yeah, I got the golf bug, man. I really want to get into golf. Really,
I saw some Johnny McEnroe moments of you on the tee.
That's right.
You're the Johnny McEnroe of golf.
Yeah.
Please.
You are. Well, you were like cursing. You were like cursing out the golf ball.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the fifth time.
He knows all the golf terms. He knows the golf talk.
I love golf. Okay, golf's a great sport. I just don't have enough time to play ever. Yeah. So it's frustrating when you know how to play and you don't like do well.
I feel you.
He was the putt-putt god.
Oh, listen, man.
Took us home every hole.
Just give me to the green, fellas. I promise. Just give me to the green and I'm going to take us
they
home.
Remember they put $20 on the ball. Oh, he immediately sink that shit in.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man. Give me to the green. It's all about the green with me.
I almost felt like that was white man can't jump reversed. Because Maul was trash the whole time. All of a sudden, we put some money up, and Maul turns into the best putter I've ever seen in my life.
It was a good hit.
Maul was like, leave the pin in. I want to use the backboard. I want to bank it.
Yeah, I'm going to bank that. Don't worry about it.
You did call bank, too.
Leave it there. I'll bank it. But yeah, we had a good time. Shout out to engineers. Shout out to Ali.
They had a... an interesting thing on the first hole, if you fuck up, you get a mulligan. They had a basketball hoop set up right there. Mm-hmm. And they had two white women with blonde hair running like that.
I know where this is going.
Activation that they had.
The only person that took the shots. Because it was a basketball, it was a hoop. And you shoot the ball and they give you some prize. But Julian just saw two beautiful white women there. And he said, ball.
Yeah. Started dribbling like those... the old Nike commercials.
On the golf course, on the grass. He started. He didn't hit a shot, airballed a few times. I'm like, all right, Julian is drunk. He just woke up.
I thought you were going to ball out for them white chicks.
Yeah, I did too. I thought you were going to dunk at one point. I said,
I was going to go for a dunk, but I didn't.
Of course you were.
It was, you know, it was the traction on the golf course.
You know how sick that is? Yo, I thought you were going to dunk it. You got to take a jump shot. Now I was going to dunk it for the white girls. What?
Yo, this is an absolute true story that I'm not embellishing at all.
Here we go.
They were explaining the whole shoot the ball mulligan thing. And then they said, well, if you hit two from three, you could get her number. And Julian next to me went,
I said,
that's 100% effect.
I said, I'll shoot it from half for both.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, man, we had a good time out there.
And they were like pure Aryan white. They were like really Julian style.
Pure as the driven snow.
Yeah. Caucasus Mountain white.
But we had a good time. It was a really dope event. Shout out to Engineer. Shout out to Mixed by Ali. I definitely want to play next year. We got to come back next year for that.
Definitely.
That was really, really
fun. You won a raffle.
Oh, yeah, you won a raffle.
I won a raffle prize. I won a few gift cards to H&M. So, ladies, meet me at H&M next week. I'm going crazy.
The one in Times Square?
Yeah. I'm going crazy.
Basic tees on you?
Oh, yeah, I'm tricking. I'm going to H&M after. I'm dropping all. I think it's like 5 gift cards. I'm dropping them all at the register. Damn. Yeah, I'm big balling to H&M next week.
Are you actually 5 gift cards?
I think it's like 3 or 4.
How much is it in each?
I think it's 1,000.
God, what? Damn.
Give me
were
one.
Were you at $5,000?
No. Oh, okay. $250 each.
All right. I'm sorry. I thought you said each card was $1,000.
No.
You're going crazy in H&M.
You could buy H&M for $5,000.
Nah, it's like $1,000 gift cards.
I mean, we could reach out, shut down the store.
Listen, let's shut down H&M. Why not?
Close it up.
R&M right here, right?
Mm.
Oh, let's turn H&M to R&M. Why not?
Collab.
This is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here for. This is why they pay me the big bucks. Just like putting. So we've been out here a few days. Everything is always hectic where we're leading up to our LA shows. There's a lot of people in town that we know, friends, family, and it seems like there's always just a lot of malarkey leading up to the day of the show. So last night was our show at the Regent Theater. I feel like something happened right before we went to the show, though. In our group text, I can't remember.
The projector worked for a change?
Yeah.
Oh, no, listen, Regent Theater, thank you. Not only did the projector work, that was probably the biggest projector we had.
Huge, yeah.
On tour. If the London one was working, that would have been the biggest.
London
pause.
Shit was a
fucking... would have been IMAX.
Yeah, that was the Cowboy Stadium projector. but yeah, shout out to the Regent Theater. Everything worked. We had no technical difficulties last night.
Well, speaking of the night before, we were able to show the video of Eden riding a bull.
Oh, yes.
Or lack thereof.
Jesus Christ.
Showing his nasty crack.
Stiff ass legs.
Eden, why did you jump up on the bull ass like
no,
that?
No, 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 no,
in them
no.
tight You're ass understanding pants.
Me. First of all, don't look at my pants. Second of all, this grown man told me I had to bounce on the bull.
Yeah, then bounce
then,
on a bull.
Yeah, and he started bouncing, and then
I
started.
It's weird
that
you knew exactly what to do. Yeah, you're like, oh, that's all you need is
I got a flexibility,
muscle memory.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so then I jumped on the bull, and he was like, "No, you got to go in more." I was like,
oh. "You got to go in more." A man looked you in your eyes and told you, "You have to go in more."
Yeah, and yeah. What did you do? Go in more.
And then Rory was in the back, like, "Yeah."
Actually, I have the footage. You can't hear me. No. I think I said
the audio's there. Yeah, you mistook what he was actually throwing up. Yeah, like,
I think my exact verbatim was like, ugh, look at that nasty crack.
Yeah, yeah. That audio you heard was him throwing up all over the place. And then, like, look at this nasty man.
I made a risky joke, especially at our LA show, that no one caught.
You make
thank
a
God.
Risky joke at every show.
Yeah. No, but in the specific city we were in.
Mm. Here we go.
What did you say? I don't know if I caught it.
I don't remember.
I said Eden has changed the racial slur to Harry back.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say what the.
No, we know back, what the.
We know. Yeah.
We know what the. Yeah. He said. The original.
Yeah, I said it. I said it.
Yeah. That was a little.
I also didn't even know that was like a slur until like Carlos Mencia said it. And I was like, what is it? What is that?
1 year.
Yeah. It's a slur. I'm glad you didn't because them. There's a few Chicanos in the building last night. They would have whooped your ass.
I'm aware.
We had them
I'm
on
glad
stage.
My mic cut out when I said it.
But the show was a great night. The audience was great. The couples that came on stage.
bro, where do we begin?
Listen, man.
Which couple should we begin with?
Let's start with
you guys watched. We were in the middle of it. So
let's start with Carter and Alex. Let's start with Carter.
Which ones were they?
The Big Blood.
Okay, yeah.
Carter, sure. Carter Big Blood. Big Blood Carter. So yeah, they came on. We met them at the meet and greet. They seemed pretty cool. They told us like, yeah, no, we're not together. So he was like, oh, okay. They're like, yeah, but we still cool. We still hang out and go on dates and stuff, but we're not together.
Yeah, we're exes.
So Rory and myself automatically were like, no, we have to discuss this in front of the people like a family. We have to get to the bottom of this relationship. So they came on stage, and it's always fun, like I said, Rory, because when you meet them, meet and greet, everyone's sober, or you know, they may be smoking on the way there, drinking on the way there, whatever. But by the time we hit the stage and get to couples therapy, they seem to have had some shots, some drinks.
And it's also the Mike Tyson quote. Everyone has a strategy until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
I think in those meet and greets, the couples are like, oh, yeah, no, it'll be fun. Like, we'll do whatever. Then they get in front of that entire crowd.
All of that goes
on. And it's all over their face when they get asked any question.
Mm-hmm.
But continue on with the Big Blood and
so
his somewhat ex-girlfriend.
We're talking to Carter and Alex and, you know, getting to know them a little better. And immediately Carter sets the tone. I asked Alex, I'm like, okay, so y'all are off and on for 13 years, I think. They've been
something like that,
13
yeah.
years. I said, so what
2009.
Is, yes. I said, what is tonight? She said, oh, we're off. Mm. And Carter immediately refuted all of those claims and said, nah, we on. Mm.
Big Blood.
I said, Carter, the Big Blood, I'm not going to argue with
he
you.
He refused to take the blue marker.
Yeah, that's how much of a...
Big barter.
Yeah, he didn't even want to write on the whiteboard with a blue marker.
Yeah, when you match your red laces to the red stitching...
Yeah, to the red phone. Bit. Her phone is red. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's his phone.
That's his phone. Yeah, definitely his phone.
Well, it became Maul's phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we talking and, you know, getting to know what their relationship is about, and Carter's giving it up. Carter's not holding nothing. He's like, nah, I'm going to let y'all know what this is about. This is this, that, and there. Okay, Alex, you have a phone. Let me see your phone. Let me go through it and see what the hell's going on. Immediately, I find one chat, and Carter's like, yeah, let's read that one. That's the one I want to know about. And it's stuff in there, reading, and it was a lot of things being said, and I was like, oh, okay.
At one point, I thought you were making up what was in that phone.
No. I would never make that up. Listen, when I got to Harry, that's why I asked. I said, wait, who's Harry? And they both were like, nah. Like, don't read that because that's her child's father. Mm. So I'm pretty sure it's things in there that... And once they said that, I'm like, all right, I'm not that... You know,
that was the Harry.
Yeah, I don't want to dig, but it was.
Well, the one before that, she was going nuts. She got the best sex game I've ever heard.
Yeah.
What?
Sexed, whatever it's called.
Yeah. You're sexting. You know, the things that you like to do, Eden, when you're not recording.
Thank you.
But yeah, it was things in that phone. It was things that I didn't say that I read. And I was just like, this is a peculiar relationship here because this gentleman is telling her how he dreamt about her sucking his dick.
Why'd you say it like that?
I was just like, okay, the big blood. This isn't Carter texting this. Who is this guy? Oh, man. Baby father. Okay, cool. Let me stay out of that. None of my business. So they were cool. They weren't as wild as we thought. But then we got to the Tulum couple.
Oh, wait. Before you get there, he immediately interrupted you and then told the whole crowd how he ran down on him on her birthday, beat the shit out of him.
No, he ran out the house. He didn't even get a chance to fight him. Like, the dude ran out the house. He was like, yo, yeah, he's a bitch or whatever, whatever. And I was just like, all right, man, let's just get this couple off stage before we end up hearing about a crime that we are now accomplices to.
And before the Jack Harlow shit, I never thought we could top that with the phone. They topped it. And then after that couple, I said, we'll never be able to top this couple. Little did I fucking know who was 4 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
What was their names?
Shit, I forgot that couple's name.
I forgot their names too.
Doesn't matter. The Tulum couple.
Yeah.
The Tulum couple. Mm-hmm. The married Tulum couple.
The security couple.
They weren't newly engaged. They were married, right?
Married for a year.
For a year.
December 30th, I think they said makes a year.
Moved in with each other within 3 months. How do we even explain what happened with that? We asked a question. It was like a Kanye interview. I asked a question, and then he just went off on a completely different topic for about 30 minutes. and then I tried to reel it back in. He's like, yeah. And then went on a whole different...
Abe and Elizabeth.
Nah, Abe and Elizabeth.
He loved his wife, yo.
Abe and Elizabeth.
I do believe that he loved his wife. But
he loved his wife.
We started with very simple shit. Like
Abe loves all of his. All his work. Oh, he said, yeah, I'm secure.
His collection.
I'm not insecure.
They continue to unravel.
He said, I was in her driveway on my knees crying.
Mad secure.
So, wait, you cheated? No, she was just fucking insecure and, you know, fuck it. I wanted her back.
Yeah.
Well, that was... Okay. That answer was to me asking... How did you meet your wife? He said, yo, my fucking ex, right? Yeah. So this bitch, I was like, all right, whoa, relax.
Bitch at least
he kept
times.
Calling her a bitch. All right, cool. But really back a little bit. This fucking bitch, right? I'm on my knees in her driveway asking for forgiveness. Yeah, this toxic bitch. I'm like, wait, she's toxic, but you was asking for forgiveness? He's like, yeah, but on it's another knees. Story.
And he didn't do nothing. He didn't cheat nothing. She was insecure and he said he couldn't deal with it. But then he was on his knees in her driveway begging to be taken back. Something.
Was.
I said, oh, okay. Then he went on to further tell us how secure he was in his manhood, Rory, and said, you know, she went on a girls trip, seven girls. You know, I had her tracker on. I, you know, knew where she was at all times.
Right.
Yeah. And then I popped up.
Safety reasons.
Yeah, and then I popped up on the girls trip.
He said, if her phone was in the middle of the ocean, I know she would have drowned. Like that's it. He was so secure in her location.
I got her location. So if her location says she's in the middle of the ocean, that just means she drowned.
Hey, what dude was on the boat
that's
though?
Ill.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. You're not. So, she drowned.
He was the one driving.
Never mind the yacht that's out there and they twerking on right now. Yo, your girl drowned, dog.
So then I try to again reel back his ex rant, and I'm like, all right, well, so at what point during that Tulum trip did you realize like this was the woman that you wanted to marry?
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, then my fucking ex was like, ruined my fucking life, bro. And I'm like, I understand, but like your wife next to you.
Totally like, confused.
My ex, the female version of me, like she get it. I talked to her about this.
Yeah.
No, he said his wife is the female version of him. And I was just like.
He loved his wife.
Okay. Sure. Secure man. I didn't know. I was like,
he said he got beat up by seven women.
And then that's why he proposed.
That's ill.
Yeah. On the girls trip, he got beat up by seven girls. And
I wish he could stay focused because I had so many more questions about that entire thing.
I wanted to ask him, was he okay, first and foremost? I was concerned for his safety a little bit, getting jumped by seven girls on the girls trip. What did you do to deserve that?
Wife one of the seven?
Yeah, like I missed that whole part of the story, but whatever.
That's how the engagement went. He got jumped into the relationship.
It's a new
He's gang now.
Yeah, it's a new way to
get on that
engaged.
Trip. You had to get jumped in.
The girls, the best friends, got to beat you up and see. Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's like the new Nick Lachey show.
Okay, got it. Go. Got it.
And then you get a tote bag.
He's cornering the market, isn't he? Jesus Christ.
Jumped with love, something like that.
There you go.
Jump the broom. Jump the groom.
Jump the groom.
Jump the groom.
Get down to get in this relationship. Hosted by WAC 100. Hey, you want to marry her, cuz? Get down.
You got to get down. You got to get down with Wack. Yeah, so that couple,
if you met the love of your life, and the only way you could share the rest of your life with her,
yeah, was to get down with Whack.
To fight Whack 100.
You gotta get down with Whack.
What a reality show.
Yeah. Love it.
There you go.
So that couple was very interesting.
It'd be audio only, it'd just be on Clubhouse. You couldn't see it.
And I love
you could just hear it.
I love it's Abe and Alex. You said no, Abe and
Abe and Elizabeth.
I liked Elizabeth because, you know, she just kept showing her ring, like, no matter what y'all say, y'all laughing at him. We married. He put a ring on it. He wiped me. Gotta respect that. He did what he had to do. Took her off the market. He loves her. They love each other. Good for them. yeah, good for them. Love is love.
I hope we have a lot of footage of that, because it's harder to explain how insane it was.
Oh, no, we got
like,
the files.
People need to see his rants.
The files. I'll send them to Ed.
We got the files.
And can we take like a Kanye interview and do like side-by-side comparisons of just unfocused rants about questions that weren't asked?
Not but my wife.
He definitely was talking about shit that we did not ask him.
And listen, I hope they don't ever get divorced, but he's definitely going to be on Twitter like, why didn't you guys help me get my family back?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Shit. He's definitely going to hit us up if they don't work out. It's our fault. And then he posted a video on his Instagram from the stage. I guess somebody sent him some footage when they were on stage, and then he posted them both in a drive-thru, twisted. Elizabeth was knocked out sleeping with shades on in the passenger seat.
Mouth open.
He's driving, facing the camera in the drive-thru.
It's 2 a.m. He has shades on.
In the drive-thru.
LMFAO, when I tell y'all, we be on Fader right now.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, Eden, put that in the video, please.
Yep, it's right there.
A crime?
She's
a crime.
She's passed out with sunglasses on, too.
Yeah, but she's not driving.
Yo, listen, man, we got to start making a disclaimer to all of our...
Take Ubers to our shows.
Yes, please take Ubers. Please take Ubers if you can. Don't drive, because y'all come near... Y'all turn up, you have some drinks, get on stage, start wilding, and then get in the car and drive. And I feel like, fuck. I hope they are right. I hope they got home safe. Well, hopefully Abe and Elizabeth are just waking up from an extreme hangover from the new Rory and Maul live show.
All right. Was I was the only one that just found that unbelievable at the meet and greet of the two girls that drove 3 hours from whatever town that was that had the Michael Jackson trials in it.
Yes.
She really said she worked at the...
The YMCA.
YMCA.
With kids, yep.
With children.
Mm. And they went on a trip to Neverland.
They took them in a limo. Mm.
To Neverland.
To Neverland Ranch.
What? First class.
And listen, I stood with Mike.
First class.
I stood with Mike through that whole doc. I still think they was lying on Mike with a lot of shit. But when I hear stories like that, Mike was putting kids in a limo to the crib.
Yeah, come hang out. Neverland.
Why is the community just handling?
Why is he? Why is he courting children?
He's not.
He was see how they pay Mike.
But she even said she was like, there was candy everywhere. I was like, well, no shit.
It's literally candy like on the floor.
It's for children.
It's like turf. It's just candy everywhere. Giraffes everywhere. Lollipops. All kind of shit. Neverland.
That shit was
a kid's fucking playground.
Insane.
But it's a little. I get why people was like, but listen, man. Like I always say, the feds knock your door in twice and don't find nothing. That mean it ain't nothing there.
Mm. All right, after the show, I feel like everyone was a hussy, except for me.
What?
I literally went right to my bed and went
alone?
To sleep. 100% alone.
100%.
I was 100% alone.
No. I said 100%. Sometimes it's 99, but it was 100. Okay.
Yeah. I was in the elevator with Eden and Peach and got off and went to sleep.
No, because the elevator stopped working once you get off. Like nobody else can't.
Well, how this hotel works? I would hope that someone can't just get a key.
Yeah, no, because you can't. They can't call upstairs or nothing. You're right. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't really believe in landlines anymore. So like, I unplug them when I come into hotels.
You want to get unplugging your hotel phone when you get in? I'm not gonna need this.
No, you can't trust landlines. They're tracking us. Sir, you have a cell phone in your hand.
GPS coordinates.
They might tap the phones.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk about the, because one thing I do notice about our LA shows whenever we do the Regent, well, we've only done the Regent in LA, but the dressing room, because of the way it's set up, is one big room.
Full of bad bitches.
Full of bad bitches.
It's full of.
I hate both of you.
Pluses that brought pluses.
Mm. Yeah.
That's why I hate that green room, because it can take all the pluses. Mm-hmm. Of the size of that green room. It can contain plus on plus on plus.
Which then takes all of our alcohol.
But one thing I do like about us, mm-hmm. Rory, we got to give us some credit. Our green rooms, we would be some pretty women in our green rooms, man.
Thank you.
Thank
I agree.
There'd be some pretty girls in our green room. I looked around. I was like, hey, there's some pretty girls in here tonight. Felt good. The room felt good. I got out of there and just went to sleep, though. I got to tell you. I was tired.
You disappeared. I was looking for you. You were just gone.
Yeah. Oh, no. I met Julian at...
I'm about to say this fucking lie. I was going to let him get his lies off, but now let's talk about it. Green room was crazy.
How long?
Mad hoes
Julian, how long was I there?
I'm not being coy with this shit anymore.
Julian, how long was I
really went... No, but I went back to my room by myself and just watched all you heathens throughout the night on IG. I saw certain things that I kept to myself and will die in the grave with because I respect you guys. But what did y'all do? What did y'all do last night?
I met Julie. I'm awake now. I came back here. I dropped my bag off, and I'm gonna be honest. I was not gonna go to Highlight Room. I was not gonna go.
But
and Julian called me and he said, "Yo, he said, "Where you at?" And I said, "I just got to the room."
Mm.
And I was like, "Where you at?" He said, "Oh, I'm on my way to Highlight Room." I think he said Weezy was there already.
Nah, they were at a hookah spot.
You said somebody was there already. I'm not
Night
sure.
Night Train.
Okay, Night Train.
The DJ was DJing.
Yeah.
I only know the people that are working. Like, so said, that's the weird thing about going to these clubs because the only person I know is the person doing the event.
But I'm just saying I wasn't going to go.
Keep bragging. It's cool.
And then once Julian told me he was there, he said that Rory was going back to the room. He didn't feel good. I said, okay, cool. So I was like, Julian, I'll meet you there. Really wasn't going to go. But I was like, you know what? It's almost 12:30. I'll stay for a half hour, get out of there.
He's the common denominator. Because he forced me to go to Bootsy the first night we got here at midnight.
Yeah.
Sick.
Was that a bad night?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
We had fun at Soul House, but
yeah, I was like, none of that would have happened had we not gone to Bootsy's.
But I'm glad I went to Highlight Room. I got to see Sean. You know, that's our guy. Saw Sean. I was there maybe 30 minutes, maybe.
It was quick. No more than an hour.
He said
less than an hour. Yeah. I got out. I was out of there at 1:40.
Yeah.
Got there almost 1 o'clock.
He said you were smoking a joint that was the size of like the little baseball bats you get at the fair. And he said he caught so much contact high in 30 minutes.
I think I got it on me.
It was Maul.
I was going to say, if you finished.
No, you can't.
It was Maul, Weezy, and I on the couch.
All this stuff's upstairs.
And Night Train was right immediately next to us. So I spent most of my night just talking to Maul.
Because it's you. Like, of course you're going to be right there.
Big man, Jew.
The biggest
You was helping with the set list, right?
Night Train was playing this shit last night.
Night Train was playing.
He caught a groove. He caught a groove that was like, okay,
Night Train is one of the best DJs.
He's incredible. You know what's sick?
He makes clubs fun.
You know what's sick about him is like he'll do it in a way where it doesn't even look like he's paying attention to the music he's playing or how he's mixing. He'll be full conversation with a homie or a girl next to him.
Yeah, because Night Train is having a party inside the booth.
He's having fun. Yeah.
And he's dancing with his people. And then, you know, as soon as he hear the record get to that point where he ready to go into his new shit, he turn around, throw that shit on, turn right back around, start dancing. I'm like, yo, being a good DJ is probably like, has to be the greatest job in the world.
He didn't have the headphones in. He was doing it with the in-ears just on the table. He was just like fucking killing it.
I mean, he had to impress the god Julian.
Yeah, the biggest was there. Come on, Julian.
The whole staff was like, damn.
Yeah.
Juju showed up.
But it was good to see Sean. It was good to see my guy Sean.
Julian definitely is Juju on the beat.
That's sick.
Blue Juju. That's what they call
it. Hey.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Oh, so you went on. Well, you went out without me again.
I thought y'all was. Yo, listen. When Julian called me and he said, I thought he said Weezy and them was already there.
They were.
So I thought that included y'all. I thought everybody from the green room, from the dressing room, was already headed over there. I was going to curve. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't going to go. But I was like, you know what? I did tell him I was going. I'm going to go. As soon as I get there, I see Weezy and them online. We all walked in together. Go upstairs. Julian is there. But I didn't see y'all. I was like, okay, well, I knew Rory wasn't going. Stood there 35 minutes with Sean and Julian.
Nobody was going. So me and Kelly thought nobody were going.
Yeah, we went. I was there literally 35 minutes. Smoked not even half a J. And came back to the hotel.
This is secondhand information, obviously. But I heard you guys upsetted the host.
What?
We upsetted the host.
I heard the host was upset.
Oh.
I heard her and her homegirls got mad.
Damn.
At who?
Not at us.
Maul, what did you do?
I heard you guys were taking all the shine by sitting in the seats with your friends.
Come on,
there's one woman in particular you don't know about. This is news to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I was taking shine. I literally stood like, in the at the top and smoked the J. And
I know.
No, yeah.
You, were, you stole, were the problem.
You stole her shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on,
who's
man.
Shine?
She's the prize.
She wanted to be the hips there.
Who?
She, so there was a
she's
woman.
She's been working all her life to get to that part of the
there
section.
Was a woman in the group.
The that, section was empty when me and Julie walked in, no, yeah, to the table. It was like literally nobody standing there.
There I mean, was a woman in the group that I can't forbid. Oh, not it was something along the lines of her saying, "I'm this is beneath me to be standing like on the club level."
No, but do it in the impression.
Yeah, do it in the impression.
Doing the LA impression. You, yeah, you told me the story.
Yeah, do it.
He was like, "Oh my god! Like I can't believe that I'm standing on the fucking like floor right now. My feet, my heels need to be on the couch. Like this is fucking rude."
Is that how that works?
She was like, actually pissed off. She was like, "This is beneath me. Let's get the fuck out of here."
But there was space on the couch. I was standing like on the top,
and she was looking at me as if like I was just gonna be like, "Yeah, right this way." As if I was gonna jump down, I was like, "You got me fucked up. If you think I'm moving for your ass."
But the crazy part is there was plenty of space on the couch.
There wasn't.
Yes, it was.
There might have been a little bit of, but like her hips, she got the shots. Like there was not enough room for that.
That she was
Maul's
natural.
Hips, like it won't fit.
No, she was natural.
Yeah. Yeah. Her lips.
No, yeah, no.
And
yeah.
She was teased about her curves her whole life, and now she finally got to highlight room.
Listen, when I walked to the table, me and Julian walked to the table. We saw Sean. Sean was like, "Yo, what's up? Come here." And I had to stand on the couch to talk to him. Like Sean, you know, Sean is.
You were higher than Sean. You were on the back of the couch.
And I did that so that if anybody wanted to stand in that part of the couch, they could. Because nobody was on the top part of the couch. I was like, "Well, I just want to smoke, look at the club for like 20 minutes, and I'm out of here."
I mean, maybe she was beneath all that because you guys just weren't famous enough.
Mm.
She didn't want to be seen next to you.
That could have been. Yeah, there was some party was in there last night.
Mm.
Anthony Edwards,
yeah,
Austin Rivers,
the Combs boys was there.
You guys must have been beside yourselves.
Yeah. No, I smoked and I left. I said, "What's up to Sean?"
Must have been so
Night Train smoked and I left.
Night Train just handed me a full cup of tequila and I was like, "I'm good right here." I sat right next to the thing. I was like, "I'm cool."
Yeah,
rocked out until the night ended.
The Combs brothers were obviously in there celebrating the addition to their family.
Oh yeah, it was a baby shower.
What?
A baby shower at Highlight Room is
fucking hilarious.
You know how funny that is? A baby shower at Highlight for Sadiq? Yo, Sean, you cornering the market. I got to tell you.
Listen.
I got to tell you, Sean. You do it like none other.
No, it's Burberry shirt night.
The first 200 Burberry shirts get in free?
Get a free bottle.
That's the theme. All Burberry.
Yeah, it was a good crowd in there. But I do notice that there is a new wave of L.A. that I don't know about partying with. Like there's a whole bunch of new faces, new girls, new guys. I'm just like, yeah, the LA I remember is not here no more.
Yeah, getting old.
It's a whole new wave now.
And that's I guess supposed
to settle down, start a family.
Supposed to be our generation.
Off of a night of Sadiq.
Yeah. Puts things in perspective. Because you know there's girls in there probably like that could be your daughter.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's wild, right?
I would have had a daughter young, but yeah, for sure.
No, 19-year-olds in here for sure.
19? And Sadiq? No, I don't think so. I don't think 19. I don't think that.
100%.
1,000%.
Really?
This one girl, as I was going in, this one girl.
I'll go further. I think there's probably some 17-year-olds that have snuck in there before.
It's like group of young models come up to the door next
young
to me
models.
When I'm going in.
I literally hate them.
Shut up.
Well, that's what she did. No, yeah. I know it's because she said, "We're here with such and such."
And
the guy
model.
Looks up at her and her friends, and they're clearly, they might have been 21. And he goes, "Yeah, the promoter tables are all booked tonight. Go somewhere else."
Damn.
Because it was just, you know, the promoters. Yeah. They send that mass signal text to the models.
Yeah.
Did they say, "Hey, we're young models"? Were the young models on the list?
They showed the IG. You don't know who I am.
My name is
And it
model?
Says model on the...
Yeah. They had no shoulders, I could tell.
It says public figure.
No shoulders.
No shimmies.
They have no
shoulders.
That's
your type.
Yeah, that's the couture. Damn. Has to lay off the shoulders in a very seductive way, Julian. That's why.
That's right.
Can't have broad shoulders and wear like couture. Everybody knows that.
You're couturing your shoulders.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Nuts. A lot of shit has been happening since we've been out here, outside of show-related stuff.
Yeah, we got news yesterday that Gunna was released from prison after a plea deal or a plea agreement or whatever it is. Let's call it what it is. After having further seen the video footage that has been put out on the internet, on social media, there's been a lot of people saying, "Oh, what is snitching? What is cooperating? What is ratting?" Whatever, whatever. The bottom line is, from the video we saw, and we saw that Gunna had released a statement via his you know, publicists, whatever, saying that he didn't cooperate, he didn't testify against anybody, he didn't give no statements, he didn't this, that. The footage, the video that we have, and, you know, it is what it is. He was asked direct questions, and all of his answers to those questions were yes, ma'am.
They were very direct about.
And when asked if YSL was a gang, which YSL and members of YSL have been refuting from the beginning of this case, when asked is YSL a gang, Gunna replied with yes, ma'am.
And followed up with, have they committed criminal acts?
Yes, ma'am.
And said, are your words, YSL needs to disband and not be a gang anymore for the safety of the community or some shit? That was a wild conclusion that she said.
So if anybody knows, you know, a RICO case, if you're ever, you know, unfortunately involved in a RICO case, you and all your co-defendants all have the same pretty much charges. You're facing the same, you know, penalties or whatever. And if we're all fighting and saying, nah, we're not a gang. No, we didn't do that. You know, you're saying, no, that's not true. We never did that. We weren't involved. And now if one person that is a part of that RICO case and has those RICO charges pleads and says, yes, ma'am, to is YSL a gang? Has YSL committed acts of crime? Doesn't look good for your case if you're trying to fight and say, no, we're not. Doesn't look good. Hurts your case and hurts your stance and your position in the trial.
I think, let's call it what it is. I think they use Gunna as a pawn and already had this agreement waiting for him, because that will just be what they'll use to say, all right, officially it is a gang.
Yeah.
Because Gunna, we know, is probably not doing none of that shit.
Right.
But he's involved with them, so it's easy to put him on a RICO case and set up this agreement where he'll just say, because he really probably didn't do a single fucking thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were never even looking to lock Gunna up for real.
Yeah.
Let's put somebody that has a lot to lose in a particular situation where all he has to do is confirm the RICO. And then they can move on to the rest of the team. That's how I think they angled it.
Yeah,
because they've been working on this for what, fucking 6 years or some shit?
Yeah, longer than that. I believe he pleaded guilty to racketeering.
Yeah, he had one count of RICO. Is what he had.
So I mean, you know, while you know people are having all these deep dive think pieces on what snitching actually is and what ratting is, and
I'm
what
a civilian.
Cooperating is, based off of that video, that is cooperation.
Yeah.
It's no, we're going off what words mean. Cooperation, that is cooperating. You're cooperating with the things that they're asking you. You take a plea, you take whatever, you know, because people say, oh, they already knew those things about YSL. Yeah, but none of them confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
None of the members confirmed it. In fact, they were refuting that it was a gang and saying that, no, YSL is a record label.
Mm.
We make music. So, you know, I don't know what this means for, you know, Gunna's career. I don't know what this means for Gunna position in the music industry, in the music business with his peers and with his fans. But that video that came out, and I don't know how that video got out or whatever. Somebody was obviously recording that, sneaking to record that,
because
you can't record in the courtroom. But that video that we saw, by all means of the word in the dictionary, that is cooperation.
All right, well, let me ask you. Let's get on some conspiracy shit. Is Gunna and Thug using the same lawyer? Or same lawyer team?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they are. I'm not sure if they have the same defense team.
Well, even if they're not, the lawyers, regardless, especially in a RICO trial, are going to be in a communication and work together to some degree.
Yeah. And, which we all know, all of your lawyers are going home at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No matter what happens to y'all black asses.
So, obviously, they, you know, to prepare for trial, because Thug pleaded not guilty, they would get all the evidence that prosecution has against Thug and the rest of them. Looking through all the evidence, what if the strategy is, from their defense, that Gunna will say, yes, YSL was a gang, get Gunna out, and let's say Thug and the rest of them is cool with it. Like, bro, you had nothing to do with this shit. Like, let's get you out of here. We are going to fight on the sense that YSL is a gang, but YSL LLC in our business is not that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those words that Gunna used with the prosecution were very specific and told by his lawyer that, yeah, there was gang shit and the lower half of this RICO shit of fucking selling weed or like whatever. Yeah, that's the gang shit. But everything you talk about funding murders, all that type of stuff, mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with our company, mm-hmm. YSL. This is off the dome. Yeah. I do think there could be a place where Thug was like, yeah, let's get Gunna the fuck out of here. If he doesn't testify, he doesn't go in any of our trial, which he's not going to do. Mm-hmm. Let's get him the fuck out of here. I saw someone tweet, which I thought was ill. Nobody called Gunna a snitch until Thug does. Because I think more could be revealed in the trial of why they used that strategy. He definitely snitched and he cooperated. Don't get me wrong. But that could have been the purpose.
Now, see, because that's where...
Because they was trying to get Gunna out.
That's where people are playing the word semantics. Because snitching. They're saying, well, Gunna didn't run and tell the police what these dudes were doing. They already had this information. These dudes already locked up. These dudes already facing these charges. So that's technically, you know, they're just running down with people, the think pieces on the internet today.
Yeah.
So they're saying technically that's not snitching because they're already in jail. They already have all of the charges against these guys, whatever, whatever. So people are more so landing on the word of cooperating.
Yeah.
They're saying Gunna, that video that we saw, that is cooperating. That is cooperation. He's saying, yes, ma'am, YSL is a gang.
Yeah, that's cooperating.
Yes, ma'am, YSL has committed crimes. Yes, ma'am, you know, to whatever else he was asked. That is cooperating with the prosecution. So, you know, either way.
There's no correlation, though, between admittance, cooperation, and snitching?
It's layers, but snitching is more so.
I pay my taxes. I don't know.
Snitching is more so when, you know, because that could be a level of snitching, cooperating, but it's a.
It definitely is, though.
They were already charged and in prison for these, in jail for these crimes that they had to face.
They're still serving no matter what.
Right. Okay. So it's like they already have the information. They already been investigating these guys. They know what's going on. Nobody from the gang, you know, was saying anything. It was kind of like, just let our lawyers handle it, which is what you're supposed to do. Just shut up. Don't say nothing. Talk to my lawyer. But this of him saying, yes, ma'am, this is a gang. Yes, ma'am, this gang has committed crimes. That's cooperation. They knew that already because obviously these guys are in jail. And so they knew that these guys were committing crimes. They've been watching them for years. This was the first time we saw that I can remember anybody from that charge or that case in the courtroom agreeing to the charges that they were facing.
Again, maybe I'm just shooting Gunna bail, but what if that is the strategy and their whole defense once trial starts with Thug and the rest of them is that it was a gang, but here's what was a gang and what wasn't. Because no matter what, people are doing time. There's no way they're going to walk in there and be like, this is not a gang. Like, whatever evidence was revealed and given to that lawyer, I'm sure they were like, all right, we have to find a whole new strategy because they have so much on y'all that they're never going to fight that it wasn't a gang. That's just impossible to do in court with the amount of evidence that they have. Again, speculating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's get not only Gunna out. Have they froze Thug's assets? I'd imagine, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, guess who can start making money again? Gunna.
Can he?
Yeah.
How much?
I mean, because imagine how many people who don't want to.
You don't think if Gunna starts doing shows right now, people are not going to go?
Hell yeah, but
I don't know, bro.
I don't know if doing shows is a good idea.
That was
going
to be my question. How do you think this affects his legacy just purely as an artist? And
I won't speak to that. I'm only going to speak to Gunna will start making money again, even if it's off catalog.
Yeah, he'll make money.
He could also go to the label now and get a real fucking credit line in advance. And if Thug and them need money, let's get this dude out and he could be the bank. Let's start funding our defense.
I don't know about that strategy. I don't know about that.
If you were already going to go in there and not defend that it wasn't a gang because there's already way too much evidence, we're just going to defend fam, that Thug didn't have to do anything to do with these crimes.
Fam, don't agree to no crimes on my RICO case just so you can go out and make money to send to me behind the wall. I'm cool, fam.
What if you need money for the defense?
Shut up. Let the lawyers handle this shit. We not saying nothing. That's how it goes.
I see what Rory's talking about, though.
Don't say shit.
From your perspective, I totally get that.
Bro, don't say nothing.
But you don't think in these RICO trials, especially now, like, because RICO before, was all with like mob shit, and you know, it was harder to, there was no cameras.
They weren't making music.
Very small wiretaps. There was no banks. Like, they did everything in cash. You couldn't prove a lot of stuff. You have to get creative with these new RICO trials.
Listen, let me tell you something. My homies right now is facing a RICO case from the Bronx. My homeboy is facing a mandatory 30-year sentence.
God, fuck Jesus.
Mandatory. And you know what all of them are doing? We going to trial. We dragging our nuts, nigga. We ain't saying shit. Show us what you got on us. Because what we got to lose? We facing a mandatory 30 anyway.
Let me ask you this. Because I get your perspective completely. What if somebody in that RICO trial really had nothing to do with anything, and that's your homie for real, and you can get him out? Is the guy, because I don't think, and I don't know, but who the fuck am I? I don't think Gunna is that type of dude at all.
And neither do I.
So let's say someone like that got caught up in that RICO, and you had an opportunity that wouldn't affect y'all trial significantly.
Let the lawyers do that.
But you could get him out to not only help feed your family,
let
his
the
family,
lawyers do that.
Everybody's family.
Let the lawyers
keep the
do
bills
that.
Paid.
Let the lawyers do that.
Yeah, but is that not what they did?
Pay the lawyers.
Did they not?
Not really.
Come
he
to
went,
the, no, I'm saying, but you know, Gunna didn't do that off the strength of Gunna wanting to do that. I'm certain there was a lot of
no. What happened? No,
with
Julian. What happened was, which what it appears is, Gunna did what's best for himself.
That's how it looks.
That's definitely
it
how
is
it
how it looks.
No,
but 100%. I'm saying to what Rory's saying, it could also be a bigger
plan.
Play yeah. Where it's like, okay,
it can be, it can
but
be. I'm not
Rico
saying this.
I know
look,
the public perception
a,
of what he did.
We're
looks
going off.
That's
what I'm saying. We're going off a clip that was just put out. I'm just saying from that clip, right. It looks as if Gunna did was best for himself.
Yeah,
right. Cool. You got to live with whatever.
I'm speculating.
Best. Listen, at the end of the day,
I'm literally just looking at a different angle than
I get it. We just talking.
Yeah.
It's a podcast.
Oh shit.
What we know is. In life, just a life lesson, you got to do what's best for you sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be selfless and do what's best for others. But more the times than none, you're probably going to look out for your best interest, which is what it looks like Gunna did. All I'm saying is that in him looking out for his best interest, he may have hurt some of his homies in their cases, their fight.
With just that clip, yeah.
With just that clip, that's what I'm looking at. Because you're saying, yes, YSL is a gang. And from the jump, they've been refuting that claim that YSL is a gang.
Yeah, they pled not guilty. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So now when you do what's best for you, listen, man, life is life, I understand. But when you do what's best for you, it may have hurt my position.
Okay, so Maul, if we're all in this room allegedly doing crimes, right? But Eden is doing no crimes. But we're this
whole... Well, if anyone's doing crimes, it would be Eden.
Rory and Maul team is doing crimes, but... Eden's doing no crimes.
Can
he's
we
just
make
hanging
me
with
Eden?
Us.
Because I want to go home.
Anyway. Eden's just hanging with us or whatever. But if because we have so much evidence against us, there's a good chance that we're going down and we're going to take Eden with us.
Yeah.
You would, in your heart.
Now we're looking for minimums rather than not going to jail. We know we're going to jail.
you would in your heart allow the chance, even no matter how big or small the chance is, of Eden going to jail for half of his life, even though you know he is completely innocent and didn't do anything, you would be okay with that just because it would mean that you potentially can fight your crime that you actually allegedly
no,
did.
No, what I'm saying is Eden's, we're going to have a great defense team and our lawyers are going to be able to prove that Eden did not have any involvement in criminal activity just because...
This is a RICO charge, though. People who weren't involved with the crimes all the time go to jail and RICO charges.
Right, but what I'm saying is the lawyers... can then fight and say, listen, yes, he's an artist under YSL. Because we do know that YSL now, according to Gunna,
is a gang.
And we
Now it's on record. It's a gang. Yeah. It's a gang. Which
is according to Gunna, these are his words. Yes, ma'am, it's a gang, right? So YSL being a gang, but we do know that they're also an imprint, a label, the entertainment company.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. So it could turn out the lawyers and say, listen, he was just an artist. Yes, we know that the name YSL... he falls under that. But my client here was just an artist. He had nothing to do with any criminal activities. He didn't know anything about that. You know, whatever, whatever. You let your lawyers fight. But you can't hurt our defense by all of us saying, nah, we ain't no gang. And then you say, yes, ma'am, it's a gang.
Okay, let me ask.
Because now we fucked.
Let me ask, if they think the prosecution is going to use the strategy that they typically use when they're trying to get someone to either take a plea or snitch, drag out this fucking trial, give no one bail, and bleed all resources and money that they have left, and then let's go to trial once they're all broke. Are you going to tell Gunna, all right, just hold it down until then and bleed, and we'll all be bled dry?
So you think, all right, so let me just use your analogy.
I'm asking.
Let's you know what? Let's move away from YSL. Let's say Ram, Maury Maul. Mm. Let's say this is a gang.
It's not.
But let's just say
easily, I just
don't want to seem like we're talking about YSL business because
I get it. Oh, and I've said I'm speculating. Like, I'm really just saying shit.
Yeah, we're just talking about a clip that was put out on the internet and we're talking about that.
Yeah, we are a gang.
Yeah. So let's say gang. Rory and Maul, Ram is a gang, right?
We're the Rammers?
Yeah. And you think that
ooh, those Rammer boys.
If they're like, yo, Maul, yo, he was out. Your mom been out here.
You love Rammer, though.
He out here motherfucking.
First Lady Rammer.
Selling drugs.
First Lady of Ram.
Ordering hits, killing people. I'm out here doing wild shit.
Ramming through these streets.
You mean to tell me that if Rory's my partner, this is my partner, and he pleads out, and he says, yeah, Ram is a gang. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm in there fighting for my life. You mean to tell me you think he going to get out, and he going to be able to go on tour under the new Rory and all shit? Like, yo, L.A., we love you. You think niggas is coming out to see Rory and then he gonna take all that money and send it to me behind the wall? Get the fuck out. Nobody's.
Yeah,
it's over.
I would start GoFundMes at each show.
Yo, that brand is over. It's a wrap. They're not supporting Gunna to the point where he gonna be making all this money and helping. Nah, bro.
Fan base a little fucked up, though, because it is a lot of girls and a lot of, like, dudes that don't care about that type of shit.
I understand that. But I'm just saying that the whole Tekashi shit, remember?
Yeah.
It was people saying, like, nah, he's going to be able to come back. He's going to be able to have a career. He's going to be able to da-da.
I think drastically different.
It is different. It is different because that dude was never a street dude at all.
But was Gunna?
Neither is Gunna. But Gunna, the thing with
Again,
Gunna
I don't
is
know. I
their perception,
taxes.
Gunna never came off as that guy. Like, Tekashi was a character. Gunna is Gunna. He just, again, got caught up in
He got
something.
Caught up in some shit that, you know, he probably didn't have anything to do with.
Unlike,
I understand.
Unlike Tekashi, Gunna's reception to coming back and being welcomed in the community will be met with a much more positive response than someone that prides himself on just conflict and being an asshole.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, I don't know. I got to see.
Let's look at it. I got to see. Another angle from Gunna's perspective. Again, speculation. I just want to be a rapper my whole life. Mm. I signed to your imprint. One of the hottest imprints moving. Thug is one of the hottest. I just want to rap. I finally make it. And all of a sudden, the shit that y'all was doing, again, speculation.
Yeah.
Literally. I was never there. I don't even know these dudes. You doing this and that under a flag that I just signed an imprint to?
So why not say that? So I say, yes, ma'am. It's a gang. They committed crimes.
But are you...
Say, I don't know. I was in the fucking studio making Drip Too Hard.
And pushing people.
I don't know shit. I don't know what the fuck was going
Rihanna
on.
Rihanna was me for Halloween, Your Honor.
Like, I don't know.
That's true.
But you up there saying, yes, ma'am. It's a gang. Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, you flip it.
Committed.
I agree with you. I'm just trying to give other perspectives.
Like, come on, listen, man.
I'm saying. It's admittance.
Listen, bro. Like I said, I have close friends that are dealing with a RICO case. And so, you know, I know how it is when others feel like, yo, I ain't had nothing to do with that. You know, but I can't cooperate because that's going to hurt the bro in his defense, in his fight. So we got to just, yo, listen, we're going to drag our nuts and take this to trial. Show us what y'all got on us. Show us the evidence. Prove that. Prove that we did all of this shit.
Yeah.
Because you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that we did this.
Yeah.
So then do that. I'm not going to help forward the progress of you doing that by saying, yes, ma'am, we're a gang.
I get it.
Yes, ma'am, crimes were committed. That's all I'm saying, bro. It just hurts others that's in the situation with you because they've been standing on, we're not a gang. Mm. They've been standing on that. No, we're not a gang. Nope. That's all. And then now for you to say, yes, ma'am, it's like, whoa, well, your homie just said y'all are. Mm. Now what?
Sorry, Edden. You're not going home.
Damn it.
Yeah. You're going to hold it down.
Off of that.
I feel you. No, I definitely feel you more.
What about the music? Do you think this will affect his just speaking only music career?
I don't.
Who works with him?
Again, like, we just got a clip. But based off that clip, it looks bad. As far as, like, you know, the guys that are in the industry that come from the same places, the streets that have dealt with cases, that have dealt with court and things like that, it looks bad. But again, you know, more will be revealed because we really don't know. Again, I hate going off of just clips because there's more to it than just that. But again, it from the clip only, I could definitely see a lot of dudes in the industry kind of like, nah, bro.
I think that's a much better question that you asked. Will people stop behind the scenes, stop fucking with him? Especially, I mean, we watched the Lil Baby Dot. So I'm not saying anything. And people don't know. We know where QC comes from and what they stand
on. And let's be real. Sometimes motherfuckers don't care if niggas don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with half you industry niggas anyway.
But it
I don't care if y'all stop talking to me. I don't care if y'all not doing records with me. I never really fucked with y'all. I just wasn't trying to do 20 plus years. I wasn't trying to do 30 plus years because at the end of the day, half of these artists wasn't going to hold him down while he was in there. Half of these artists wasn't going to go check on his mother. And I don't know if Gunna has kids, but wasn't going to go check on his kids and all of that. So who are you living to impress? Industry dudes and other artists that you might want to verse from? That know that you know that if you take this 20 years on the chin, they not going to even go pick up your kids from school, go to their first prom and all of that shit. Like, yeah. So why the fuck am I trying to live?
I get it.
You understand? So it's two sides. Don't get it fucked up. Like I said, Gunna did what he felt is best for Gunna. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad. Listen, bro, let me be very clear. I'm not sitting here saying I'm mad at Gunna or Gunna is a suck. I'm not saying. I ain't got nothing to do with that, bro. That's not my situation. I'm just saying, based on what people are on the internet are responding to the video, is that by the definition of cooperation, that is cooperation. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. He cooperated. He did what he had to do for himself. Because like I said, when you sitting in that cell, and this is again for me talking to homies that's in this situation. When you sit in that cell and you talking to your family and you talking to, you know what I mean? And the homies ain't pulling up on moms. They ain't going to the grocery store, getting, you know, filling up mom's fridge, checking on your baby moms, seeing how your son doing. You start sitting there like, yo, why am I about to take this on the chin? These niggas, I'm in here for not even a year and they not...
Yeah.
They ain't checking on moms.
What's going to happen in 10?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take this 20 piece? For what? Just to be like, yo, I'm real. Mm-hmm. I'm thorough. Now, if you did have involvement in that...
That's different.
That's way different. Because now you're supposed to say, yo, listen, man, you know, listen, I got to do mine, man. I knew what the fuck we was doing. I knew what was going on, man. I got to eat that. That's man shit. See, a lot of niggas like to quote Scarface, the movie and all that. Did you watch it to the end, nigga, when he got his head blown off? Because that's how this shit end. Don't just watch it when he was copping cars and had all the bitches and then the flamingos was flying around, buying tigers and shit. No. Don't just watch that part of the movie.
Scarface is dead.
Don't just watch that part of the movie. You got to watch the whole film. How did it end?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. These dudes be in situations, living fast, loving life and doing it. How is this going to end, fam? Because let me promise you one thing. This shit is going to come to an end. Whatever y'all doing, not just YSL, to my whoever's involved in that life, know that that shit is going to end. How is it going to end? Then when it ends, what role do you play now? What role do you take now? You going to play it all the way through? You going to keep your chin up and say, listen, man, I had a ball. I'm going to go sit down and do these 30 years. But nigga, I lived fast.
Yeah,
I was everywhere. A lot of pussy, a lot of money, a lot of jewelry. Yeah, I know. But now what? When they slam that gavel and say 30 years, now what?
Hope for an appeal.
Bussy.
This is what I'm saying, and this is the part of the game that people don't like to talk about. Like, don't just talk about it being diamonds and cars and, you know, vacations and shit. No, talk about when they sit you in that room like, listen, man, you facing 25.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Because that's when it's real. Let me see where your nuts at now, nigga. That's when you're going to separate who's really that guy and who's really built for that when it's that time on your back and that clock is on your ass and you look up and be like, damn, I'm gonna come home when I'm 70.
So I'm
gonna come home when I'm 60. Cause like I said, I got homies that's taking it all away. They don't give a fuck. Cause they like, nigga, we facing a mandatory 30 anyway. What we got to lose?
Yeah, might as well.
Show me what you got on me. Show me. Show me that you can prove that I was doing all this in the streets. Show me. I'm not gonna help you. I'm not going to cooperate and say, yeah, nah, we a gang. Mm. Show me that we a gang. Let me see what you got in them files, sir. Let me see what video y'all got, what audios y'all got. Because we facing a mandatory 30, either way we look at it. So it's like, the thing about it, the bottom line is, yes, do what's best for yourself. Do what's best for your family. But understand what comes with that as well. Understand that that's forever, that tag, that stigma. How people view you is forever. And then you got to think about, you know, what's important to you. I don't care how people view me. I'm not going to leave my kids for 20 years. I'm not going to leave my moms. Moms are sick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dad is sick or whatever. They're getting old. I don't want to be in here. My parents die. It's what's best for you. But we got to stop acting like, you know, there's not consequences to our actions. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Like, we want to live these lifestyles. And it's fucked up because a lot of that shit is years old. But you still got to face that. It happened. It happened. You may be successful now. You may have all this money now. But, you know, y'all was running under a name or a slogan at this point when y'all was committing these crimes. Y'all got to pay for that. It don't matter that y'all haven't done that shit in years and y'all making legit money now and, you know, all these big stars. No, we remember what happened at that cookout back in 2010. We remember what happened at that park. We remember what happened by that school. Like, somebody got to pay for that. And that's the fucked up part about the system is that they don't forget about that. That don't just get deleted. You got to face that. And it's fucked up. And it's, you know, it's sad because, again, it's black men facing a lot of time in the prison system that have a lot of talent, that have been able to make a lot of money and create lifestyles for themselves that...
And others.
And others that was beyond their wildest dreams and really live out these dreams. And it's fucked up when all of that shit has to come to an end based off of shit you did when you were young. You know, you was in poverty-stricken situations and just trying to survive and do things like that. It's fucked up. I know. I come from... I'm from the hood. I'm from the streets. I done lost best friends to the violence, lost a brother to violence, you know, lost friends to 25 years in prison. But one thing that all of these gentlemen will say is, you know, you got to live up to what you was doing. You got to face the fire. Put on your big boy pants, tie your boots up, nigga, say, all right, I got to go face this. It is what it is. But, you know, either way, it's you know.
I am not going home.
We got to see where, yeah, you're not going home. We got to see where this goes, how this ends.
I hope Gunna's doing all right. I know no matter what, this is tough.
Of course him. It's tough on him. Of
and
course
obviously
it is.
The perception online. From that
of course,
clip
it, and again, we just talking about the video. We saw the clip, yeah. And just, you know, it's a lot of people. Yo, did he snitch? Is he a rat? Is he? Listen, that video, yes, ma'am, to those questions is cooperation.
Yep,
I'm not calling Gunna a rat. I'm not calling him snitch. I don't. It's none of my business. That video, whether that was you, Julian, Damaris, anybody I would have saw in that video saying yes, ma'am. Oh, they're cooperating with the.
Jonna.
With the people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're admitting, like, yeah, that's weird. That's a gang. YSO is a gang. Yes, YSO committed crimes. Yes, this, that, and all. Rory and Maul committed crimes. Damn. They was running around, running amok around the U.S., getting people drunk and having orgies. Yes, that, whatever. You know what I mean? That's
that
you're
that
cooperating.
Crime. That would be the crime.
You're cooperating with the people that are the prosecutors. You're cooperating with them. Like, okay.
I would say, Your Honor, I would never have orgies with these guys. So I just want to make that clear. This is obviously.
Rory definitely showed up with the Cartiers and the turtleneck on.
Oh, for sure.
What? Like, yo, Your Honor, I don't know with who Maul is. I've never seen him before in my life.
With Baisley.
I've been there like, wait, what?
With Baisley.
Like, with Baisley yeah. Petner? Like, yeah, this is my same stress dog.
Same way Tori came out with his son.
I was gonna say, what's your court swag? Like, what's the fit
Me?
Like in court?
Oh yeah, I gotta put a good.
You think
suit
I would
on.
Snitch on you? That's crazy.
No, I don't. No, I don't think you snitch on me. Me, I gotta good, throw a good suit on court. Mm-hmm. Gotta throw a good suit on. I know they're gonna laugh at me because they never see me in a suit.
But the non-prescription glasses,
I would just wear the frames.
It does scream I'm guilty.
I would wear the frames with nothing in them.
What team hat would you wear?
Nothing in them.
Yeah, nothing in them.
What trying to go for an insanity plea?
Yeah, with team hat.
Yeah.
It's where's like the scale of justice upside down.
Yeah. Or like where's yeah. the where's
no
the,
justice.
Where's the trial taking place at? What city?
I don't know.
Definitely where? LA. Let's,
oh,
keep it local.
We're going to jail.
Well,
LA.
If it's federal. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Let's say LA.
Oh, y'all know I'm putting the MAGA hat on. Y'all know that.
No matter
upside
what.
Down MAGA.
Make so, Trump, so Trump could pardon you once he gets back in office?
Yeah, come on. I know his work. I know his work.
He got Kodak out.
Yeah, I see Trump work. He gonna come get me. Yo, listen, man. Good guy. Let him out of there, man. Come on, Trump. I'll put
He's
the hat
a good
on.
Fella.
I'll put the hat on to come on. Fuck y'all. I wouldn't cooperate, but I'm putting the hat on.
Yo.
For sure.
I'm wearing the MAGA hat to come on.
Didn't,
I don't give a fuck with none of y'all.
Trump
say.
Make Kodak thank him for getting him out?
Yes.
I don't know.
Make him.
Yeah.
Kodak,
I think Kodak
willingly was like, yo, what time Don gonna be there? I'm going to shake his hand. Nigga, what? You pardon me out of here? Yo, listen, you ain't gotta make me do that. Yet. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate you. You fucking kidding me? I came home on your call. You made the call? Man, thank you. Fuck all that.
With the circus that's about to happen with this election, I don't doubt anything. I could totally see Trump in a Atlanta market, one of those fucking rallies going, if I'm elected,
oh, yeah.
I'm pardoning all of Thug and his friends.
Yeah, all of YSL.
I'm going to vote.
It certainly isn't a gang.
Y'all know Atlanta, Georgia's a red state.
Well, no, they
it's a swing state.
It's now a swing state. Oh, it used to, I mean, it used to be.
Yeah.
But as of the last few years, yeah. Shit, you saw Herschel Walker lost?
Sure.
Listen, man.
I mean, granted, that was in more of the blue.
Herschel Walker was supposed to lose. Let's just call that what it. Yeah, like he was supposed to lose.
But it was close, bro. It was like 1%.
No, it was close. But it's like, come on, man. Y'all can't put Herschel Walker in.
You think he has CTE?
Absolutely.
Biden like, won Georgia.
Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Literally.
We're counting the mail-in.
Biden did not win Georgia.
Why did no one... close, would that close be a low blow? Why did no one bring that up when they were going against Herschel Walker? Like, he clearly has CTE.
Yeah.
Like, clearly.
Well, the Republicans need a puppet. They don't give a fuck about that.
He was just the strangest puppet to pick.
A random puppet at that. Very random. Very strange.
Typically, you pick a puppet that could just speak well. Like, they're just good public speakers. I mean, granted, Democrats clearly didn't do that because we have the oldest living human that can't talk.
We have a liver spot in office.
But they chose him just because of his attachment to Obama, and they knew all the Obama people would go with Biden. But yeah, that the Republicans really went with Herschel Walker. That was crazy.
Yeah, y'all see Obama didn't run as his vice, though. That's what everybody wanted. Obama would be a vice. I'm not fucking with him. Yeah. That's what people thought that Obama was. Remember, because he didn't announce his vice president for a while. And people were saying,
no, Obama, they thought it was going to be Michelle, Barack.
They thought it was going to be Barack.
That's ridiculous.
I remember people were saying they thought it was going to be Michelle, but not Barack.
Yeah, no, why would you step back?
That's like going from being the main bitch to the side bitch.
Because it would, essentially, no.
If it's better for the family.
That's very true. Yeah,
if it's better for the family, sometimes you
got to do it for the fam. For the whatever's best for the fam, best for the kids.
Come on, we got to raise these children.
That's fucking insane.
Aside from that, we have the fucking new OJ trial at this point. This Tory and Meg shit really feels like a scripted series.
It does. It feels like an HBO movie.
I thought it was going to be a crazy trial, but the way shit has shifted, and we're recording this on Thursday, whatever date it is, more things will be revealed probably today. But the past 2 days have been fucking nuts.
The past 2 days have been nuts. It's interesting because, you know, when the trial... before it started, it was so many people online saying things that just was like, how do they know these things? Yeah. And then now the trial has started, and it's like, well, gun residue was found on Kelsey and Tory's hands, and it's like, I thought that they said
when there
wasn't no residue found on his, like, so many things, there's so many narratives that are spinning because people have their own opinions and their own feelings on what happened, as they do with everything that's not their fucking business. People feel like Tory is innocent. People feel like Tory is guilty. People feel like Kelsey is innocent. People feel like Kelsey is guilty. People feel like Megan is lying. People feel like Meg is telling the truth. You know, it's just a whole situation of point fingers, prove that I did, you know, that type of thing. So more information will come out. I know that Kelsey, I believe, took the stand
Meg's yesterday.
Megan's a former friend. And, recalled everything that happened up until they asked her.
Literally down to the fucking detail of what the room smelled like.
Yeah. And they asked her.
Best witness of all time.
Did Tory shoot Meg?
Until the crime.
And she said she pleaded the fourth. And then they was like.
The fourth? Is that what she said?
She pleaded the second. And, she pled the fifth and basically
4.5.
Yeah. And she didn't know, you know, what happened and didn't want to say anything that was going to incriminate her.
All right. We're going to talk about it. I think she took the Tory Lanez, bro.
The money?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Because she retracted every last thing she said about the entire night to the cops, and then went to I don't remember when it came down to the criminal part. She remembered everything at the party, criminal time, no idea, even though she told the police everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
She took the bribe. 100% took that bribe.
It does feel that way. It does look that way.
And to me, it's the court system, so who knows, but that whole public perception... I don't think it's looking good for Tory the way everyone else thinks it is looking good for Tory.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, Kelsey's testimony makes me think like 100% Tory shot Megan. then she just took the bribe money. Everyone's like, oh, this means she said that because that means she shot Megan and she didn't want to incriminate herself. No, it looks like she took a bribe and Tory was the one that shot Megan.
Listen, man. And I get it. It's the internet. People are going to jump in, chime in, say things. But everybody shouldn't be allowed to speak. Maybe even myself. But
I definitely think that about me.
Yeah, because you got to walk back your statements from the very beginning, right?
What were my statements?
If I don't know.
You know it's recorded, right?
Yeah. I think I recall you saying.
Come on,
like,
court stenographer.
She is the court stenographer.
Yeah, talk to me.
I think I remember you saying something like, you don't know if she was really shot or you don't know if something. You were a little, you didn't believe it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm definitely not yes, ma'am in that. I don't think I ever thought that Meg wasn't shot. I just didn't, you know, the whole shit seemed weird.
Listen, from the gate.
Maul said he shot her.
No, I just, you know what it is? And I, it wasn't that I said he shot her. I just said that we've never, a woman, why would a woman lie about this? It's almost insane. First of all, it would be career suicide, like I've always said, if Meg is lying. Mm-hmm. And I've always said, you know, whatever I said about Tori, is like, if he committed these crimes, he's the biggest sucker we've ever seen in our industry. It is with shooting a woman in the height of the Breonna Taylor thing, when that happened, the whole Black Lives Matter movement that was going on, you got all of this going on for you.
Quarantine radio is the
Yeah, it's like,
thing,
bro,
you know?
What, how could you, even if, let's say he didn't shoot her. We know that she was shot. We know that a gun was fired. We know that it's his gun. Even if Tory didn't shoot her, the fact that you were there and it happened is almost like, how you ain't had that under control? Mm-hmm. How
and
you let it get
was
out?
Your gun.
And it was your gun. If Rory gets shot right now with my gun in here, that's my fault.
Yeah, you're responsible.
Even though Adam
who got to my gun?
Pulled the trigger.
Like, who got to my weapon?
Definitely.
Like, how did this person get my gun? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then not only that, it's two women. And then me and a security guard. You don't have control of that? Like, you mean to tell me I couldn't control the situation?
Does he have to take the stand? I've heard less about this security guard out of anyone. Like,
well,
who
no,
the fuck is he?
He wouldn't be a credible
subpoenaed? Like, what the fuck
he wouldn't
is going
be
on?
A credible witness because his eyes is on the road. Like, that's what anybody's going to say is his eyes are on the road. He was driving. So he doesn't know what
No,
happened.
The car was parked.
Yeah, I don't think they were driving during all that.
This all happened outside of the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
She went back in the car, I think, after she was shot.
I didn't hear anything about him having to testify.
Well, all right, you trying to come at me. You've always been a hashtag believe all women.
I've never, no.
Y'all have been, in disarray.
No.
Because at some point, one of these chicks is lying.
No.
So should we believe all women?
I was never hashtag believe all women.
You guys have to take a pick.
I was never hashtag
take a pick.
All
one of them is lying. Well, we have to not believe one woman here.
At the show last night, we did a fake mock trial.
Yes.
And the jury at the show concluded that Tori was guilty?
6-5 not guilty.
6-5 not guilty.
It granted, was, it was more men
fresh
than women.
It was
there
front.
Were about, we had the front, we had 12, we had a jury.
We didn't even have 12.
Well, 11. Yeah, we had 11 people stand because the one woman didn't want to stand up. And it was, I would say, there might have been two or three women involved. And two of the women were girlfriends of the guys. So
and
there was
one,
really
and,
just
and,
one.
So technically, they run the relationship. Like, you better say he's guilty.
But then one woman was for Tori.
Yeah, it's true. She was pro Tori.
Either way, the trial is happening. Things are unfolding. We're getting, you know, word from the courtroom as things happen. You know, whether you believe, you know, Tori's innocent or not, that remains to be seen. But you know, it's. Again, man, it's one of those situations where people that have money, people that have so much access and opportunity are in situations facing the court of law, fighting for their life and fighting for their freedom. And it's just, it's crazy to me that this is even a real situation, that this is something that is really happening with an artist that had everything. I mean, Tori had everything going for him at that
moment. How the shit moving in that month?
Oh, my God. Like, he was about to touch more money than he's ever seen or ever probably thought he would see in his life off of that quarantine radio situation.
Do you think they call Meg back to the stand after this Kelsey testimony?
I'm not sure.
I feel like the prosecution would want to.
I feel like
a pissed off Megan might work in the prosecution's favor after Kelsey's testimony of everything that was going on.
I feel like the defense team has an ace of spade in their pocket that they're gonna slam on the table.
It was Kelsey's fifth, in my opinion. Well, and we've listened to Tory Lanez. What was it, the first album when he had all those weird interludes?
Uh huh.
When it was like, are you sure you're a street dude? This doesn't seem like the best way to move on phones. Yeah, this way.
They have phone audio recording, I believe. Mm. They have text messages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And again, this is just off speculation of how Tory Lanez has done his interludes on albums. I think he thinks he's like really a smart street dude. I really think they may go look through after that testimony, his records and Kelsey's records. I think there's a world where Tory wouldn't even think to find a third party to pay that bribe. He might have wired that money
straight through.
He might
PayPal.
His accountant might claim that on his taxes at the end of the year.
That's sick. Now I'm giving Tory more credit.
MoneyGram.
I'm giving more credit. There's no way.
He probably cash apped her in different amounts.
I sent a cool mill
off of a verified account.
Yeah, I would say $1 million.
About a cool mill,
because that was the initial bribe that he was going to do to start with.
Mm-hmm. A cool.
And
mill.
I think she took some time and decided, okay, yeah, let me take that mill. Like, I'm clearly, me and my friend have fallen out, so it's not like I was even going to stand with my friend to begin with. So fuck it. Let me take this $1 million.
And I think that's
fucked up.
I think that's the grimiest shit of it all. Everybody's so busy like worrying about like Megan. Oh, you fucked the guy your friend liked. Okay, yeah, Megan's grimy, whatever, for that. She's young, whatever. I don't care about that. But this was a person that like you grew up with. Like, y'all been friends for years. Granted, she did some fucked up shit, whatever, but you are sitting up here allegedly cooperating with the person who could have killed her. Like, I feel like everybody's overlooking that just because Megan didn't have a major industry.
Died.
She could have died, and all of this would have been a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nobody gives a fuck about that. Like, that just doesn't matter.
It's very
weird. They
want
to talk about her being a hoe. And I'm just like,
yeah, it's
are
very
we kidding?
Weird and strange.
She's
like,
not a hoe by any stretch of the imagination.
It's very weird and strange at the narratives that are being pushed and spun as a result of this trial. And it's just like, at the end of the day, who shot this woman and why? Because we know who was there. We know whose gun it was. We know the gun was fired. We know that she got hit in her feet. Who did it? Do you think her friend shot her? Or do you think the guy that she said shot her?
Kelsey said, I didn't shoot her, but I didn't see Tory shoot her. They were like, well, you texted and told the bodyguard that he shot her. She said, well, I assumed he shot her. Please be fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. It's, you know.
Worst potential threesome moment ever.
God. Talk about a threesome going wrong.
I've had some go pretty bad before.
Tory probably wanted was.
My God.
Tory probably was wanted to go back to the crib and get the thruple going. And then this shit spun the way it did.
Wow,
like,
that sucks.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Did you guys ever watch the HBO show The Undoing?
Yes,
of course.
This is giving The Undoing.
Does this not remind you of The Undoing? The whole time you're trying to figure out who it is, the very person is just
the one,
right
the only
in your
person,
face.
The only person that could have done it did it.
It's the father. It's Tory. Like, you can. It's him. We know who it
father
is.
Father Tory.
Listen, the funny shit is, at one point in Undoing, niggas is online like, yo, it's the son, B. Yo, the son. I'm like, y'all think this little kid is bashed in a woman's head at 2 a.m?
I feel like by episode 6, I was like, yo, it's the side chick's babysitter's husband because he's mad about this whole.
Niggas thought it was one of the detectives. I was like,
bro, it was the homegirl.
Bro, in The Undoing, it got to a point where niggas was like, nah, it's the pops. That old face. I know them old eyes. I'm like, yo, fam, y'all gonna put this on this old man?
And I feel bad too, because looking at all that testimony yesterday, I was in the Uber to the show like, damn, nobody even looked into Kylie yet, huh? Yo, what was Kylie doing at the time?
Why Kylie quiet over there, yo? Like, let's get her on the stand. She got something to do with this shit. Like, y'all think Kylie bust a gun in the middle of the street? Like, all right, man. Whatever, dog.
But like, the more that comes out from this trial, the more it just reminds me of this show. It's like, we know who did it. It's right in our face.
But again, you have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
And that's what Kelsey's creating that doubt.
That's what I'm saying. That's why Tory, whether I do believe after that testimony that Tory was definitely the person that did it, he may beat this case based off the defense strategy. Like, sending that alleged bribe, yeah, she put all the doubt in the world now.
Yeah, but it's too much. Text messages, audio, it's too much. I don't know if that's enough to overcome all of that evidence in this case. 12 women on the jury, I believe.
It's all women?
All women, I believe, yeah.
No, there's no way.
I believe so.
No way the defense would allow them to have.
It's not? Oh, I thought they said it was 12 women. I thought that's what I read. Again, you reading shit. People just be putting shit on the internet, man. It's fucked up because that's where we get our information from. But that was a credible source, I believe, that said it was all women.
You know what would really suck? And I hope this doesn't happen, but it does look like it could happen with all the doubt that they've created. It could be a hung jury, and Meg is going to have to go through that entire process again.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely see that happening with how this trial has went so far.
Well, we'll see what happens. The trial is ongoing.
My dick is wrong.
Hopefully by the next time y'all hear from us, we'll have more news and more to talk about as in regards to that. But yeah, man, we got Boston Sunday at the Wilbur.
Got your khakis.
Get your tickets if you haven't gotten them. We're going to have some fun. Last show of the tour, 2022, wrapping it up.
Like, that Escalade is really Kylie's white Bronco.
What is wrong?
Yo.
What is wrong?
We'll talk to y'all.
He's waiting to get that off.
We'll be back.
I'm just processing it in my head right now.
Listen, like, man.
This is fucking
Go ahead, Ron.
We don't talk enough about OJ, man.
You want to give OJ his flowers?
No. Should have taken them a long time ago.
I'm that nigga. He's just ginger, man. Peace.